Okay, we're going to do attendance. We have Councilman Sacco.
Here.
Councilman Jones.
Here.
Councilman Colek.
Here.
Councilman Fusco is absent. And we have Supervisor Sacco.
Here.
And Highway Superintendent Sam Mercury.
I'm here.
Got it.
Like a bad penny.
I need a motion that we approve the meeting minutes from the January meeting.
I'll make a motion.
Wait a second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried.
We're going to roll right into new business. We have Resolution 19-2026, purchase of a 2026 Ford F-250. Be it resolved that the Town Board of the Town of Deerfield hereby approves Highway Superintendent Sam Mercury ordering a 2026 F-250 from Steep Ford. This is a New York State municipal pricing purchase, which does not require competitive quotes. The attached truck is $46,247 and will be paid out of the Highway Fund line item DA5130.20. I need a motion. We approve Resolution 19-2026.
My motion.
I'll second.
Any additional input?
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried.
Resolution 20-2026 is Auctions International. Be it resolved that the Town Board of the Town of Deerfield hereby approves Highway Superintendent Sam Mercury listing the following pieces of equipment on Auctions International: a 2011 F-550 truck, a 1986 Badger excavator, Giant Vac leaf vacuum model 6600-10. The proceeds from the sale of those three items will be credited to Highway line item DA5130.20 to help offset the 2026 truck. I need a motion. We approve Resolution 20-2026.
I'll make the motion.
I second.
Any further input?
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried.
Resolution 21-2026, the purchase of 72 GA wide end wall package for our sand salt building. This is the curtain for the sand salt building. Now, be it resolved that the Town Board of the Town of Deerfield hereby approves $30,820 as low bid. We solicited three companies and we got two quotes back. The other bid was $31,894, a little bit more expensive. So the low bid again was $30,820 with the attachments attached to this resolution. I need a motion. We approve Resolution 21-2026.
My motion.
I second.
Any further input?
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried.
Resolution 22-2026 is resolution proceedings pursuant to local law number 2. 2025 regarding property at 10810 Bell Hill Road owned by Vasily and or Natalia Kozel. Be it resolved that the Town Board of the Town of Deerfield approve Resolution 22-2026 to order Vasily and or Natalia Kozel to appear before the Town Board on March 9th, 2026 at 6:15 p.m. If failure to appear, the town will move forward with local law number 3, 2025, to remedy the situation. This is for the abandoned house on Bell Hill Road. I need a motion. We approve Resolution 22-2026.
I'll make a motion.
I second.
Any further input?
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried.
Resolution 23-2026.
It's not on the agenda.
Yep, it's not on the agenda. This is an addition. It's
late add-on.
It's a memorandum of understanding between the Town of Schuyler and the Town of Deerfield. And it states, be it resolved that the Town Board of the Town of Deerfield hereby approves the attached memorandum of understanding between the Town of Schuyler and the Town of Deerfield. This memorandum of understanding allows the Town of Schuyler to apply for a New York State Local Government Efficiency Grant in the amount of $500,000. The town of Deerfield has no monetary obligation for this. It's just a courtesy. So I need a motion. We approve resolution 23-2026.
A motion.
I'll second.
Any further input?
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Bill, do you stand, Mr. Maxwell?
No, unless you have any questions on this report.
You're welcome to stay.
Make sure the minutes reflect he was here.
You got that, Ken?
To answer any inquiry. And I do have the addresses for the farm down here that burned down. About people worry about the tin blowing around stuff. I've got the addresses down where to send that letter. And the other one on Bramblewood?
Yes.
What we pulled up today is still in rain today. According to the taxes.
Okay.
So I'm going to send him a letter on it and we'll deal from there.
Okay, very good. Okay. All right, thank you.
Thanks for coming.
Yep. You guys have a good day.
I'll give you a call tomorrow.
Okay.
Can we back up a little bit?
Nope.
Yeah.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed, motion carried.
Sorry, Ken.
That's okay.
Committee reports. County Legislator Dave Buck is absent. Councilperson Phil Sacco.
Thank you. I have a few items. I'm working with the town of Schuyler on the proposed water district, where we just passed a resolution where they're partnering on applying for a $500,000 local government efficiency grant. The resolution is not a commitment of funding. The town has no financial responsibility on this grant. If the town of Schuyler is successful getting their funding, Deerfield's Water District Number 5 will have 23 homes that will have active fire hydrant protection, and there are also 7 homes that could get Mohawk Valley Water Authority water. So, hope they get it. And the purchase of the pickup we bought, the F-250, Gregory pretty much explained the Auctions International revenue will help offset the cost of that truck and its pieces of equipment that we don't need. And resolution 21-2026, the purchase of the 72-gauge wide end wall package will really help in the problem we've had for the last 10 years with the salt getting wet and crystallizing. And I just put in there, we probably should have done it when they did the sand salt building in 2015. It is what it is. Might as well fix it. And then Sam and I will be working on the shed building for the Parks Kubota. Of course, when the weather allows us, but we'll try to get everything in line to move forward. I forwarded Debbie Burke's information to Sam, and we'll be getting together and working on the specs. That's all I have.
Thank you. Councilperson Daphne Jones?
Nothing to report at this time.
Councilperson Dave Colick?
Nothing to report.
Town Clerk Karen Day?
Nothing to report.
Highway Sam?
If you say nothing, it'll be faster.
We're going to have a public meeting in the last few months. I applied for a grant actually back in 21, it all started for that the bridge on Firehouse Road. I think it's the last one in town we own. It had any work done to it. We did get awarded the grant after 3 times applying for it. We were down where they're designing the bridge now. They wanted to have a public meeting here at the building on February 25th. That's going to have to get pushed out a few more weeks. But you'll notice it'll be out for that at least a couple weeks ahead. For when that's JMT Engineering is engineering the bridge, they will be here that night. Bring anybody up to date on any questions they have on what's going on with that. It got to be, I think the whole project started out at just under $2 million. It's over $4 million right now. because of everything went up, steel went up, concrete went up. So that's where that stands. Heard Phil talk about the auction equipment, that surplus equipment we haven't used in a while. That the F-550 also does have anybody's interested or knows anybody. It's a 9-foot six Fisher plow with it and a 4-yard spreader that goes with it too. So it was the old red one to use this guy's see around. We bought that brand new. My MS4 report's coming due, so we'll be working on that here very shortly. My other two reports, I've got those done and handed in already. Had to replace two of the entrance doors in the highway garage. The locks were messed up on them, so Sacco's locksmith came up and repaired those doors. We've been out clearing some snowbanks back with loader. If anybody sees anything where the site distance is a problem, let me know and we'll get it taken care of. Here we just talked about Firehouse Road. Thank God for the nicer weather we've had for about a week. Our materials kind of leveled off a little bit. Hopefully we're gonna get through this winter season without having to get some more. That's all I got.
All right, thank you. Planning Board Chair Patty.
So we had our meeting last week, and about the only thing we had to discuss was we looked at Article 23 in the zoning ordinance, which actually kind of gives the Planning Board responsibilities as far as the update to the master plan. Everything kind of has to filter through the Planning Board first and then come to the Town Board for final approval. So we just talked about that a little bit. How that might roll out as we go forward. And if I could do on the comprehensive master plan, we have a public meeting scheduled with people from county planning for February 25th at 5:30. We'll have the Harris Municipal Building. They're going to do a presentation about, you know, just how to start the process for updating the master plan and give us some ideas and guidance and, you know, probably do a little question and answer at the end. And then we'll move forward, you know, maybe get some, we have some ideas for committees that we'd like to set up and things like that. But we'll wait for this workshop first.
Okay.
And we'll go from there.
Patty, what time did you say?
5:30 on the 25th. So if we could just, you know, get that on the town website someplace.
Yep. Okay. Does that need a public?
No, it's not a public hearing. It's just an informal workshop. Sorry.
Okay.
A little help.
Okay.
And that's it.
Okay, thank you. Zoning and seniors, Laura.
Me?
Yep, you're up.
It seems like we skipped over people. Of course, the zoning board is not meeting. We haven't had anybody that wants to build at this time of year and with this weather. But I plan on attending the Tug Hill training session in March and get caught up on any new things that might be coming up for the zoning board itself. That's all I have for zoning. For seniors, we're still meeting very light attendance and mainly because of the weather. We have some seniors who, if they see one snowflake, do not leave their house. But the ones on the north end of town, they come out in anything. And the people that certainly would still have it. Anybody above this building is out and can do anything. And it doesn't matter what age they are. So. And we did have Carol Nettleton from the Office of the Aging here last Thursday, and she was able to assist several seniors with different things. One was the necklace to wear to call for help, and the other had to do with a housing situation.
Okay, thank you.
We're having potluck tomorrow, our Thursday.
Very nice.
I hang out.
Karen, do town clerk and youth?
I don't have anything really to talk about as far as town clerk. We're just finishing up taxes and trying to get the building back, the office back in order. Youth program, we have our schedule, it's out. We haven't had, we ended up having, due to the cold a couple of weeks ago, we had an event scheduled at the Marquee movie, and the weather was so cold that we decided to cancel it. So we didn't have anything of late. The Winterfest, which was scheduled for last week, also was canceled for the same reason. It was brutally cold. We've rescheduled it for this Saturday. You know, hot dogs and all kinds of food and games, and the horses, as long as it stays above zero, the horses will be there to do the horse and sleigh. And it's a free event. If you come, we ask just that you bring a dish to pass. And that's it.
All right, thank you. Parks Committee, Deb.
So we need to cancel our event. For the snowshoe, we actually had about 40 people show up, which was amazing because it was only 2 degrees. We had a good fire. Thanks to a lot of people for pitching in. We got a ton of pallets from Utica Mac. Sam cleared out the parking lot for us and for the snowshoe or the snowfest, and a lot of people asked if we could do this once a month. So we might do another one, just have hot chocolate or something, not all the food and that. But and nobody was cold really, because once we got into the woods and did some walking, actually a couple people said they were sweating. So, anyway, that was good. Now we're just working on things for the spring.
All right. Thank you. Town Attorney, Mr. Schmidt.
We'll have an executive session for my report. Right?
Okay. All right, we'll move right along to late privilege of the floor. Mr. O'Rourke.
How you doing, everybody?
Good, how are you?
Yeah, Brian O'Rourke, O'Rourke Shady Road, I live by the solar facility. If anybody's familiar with it. I was in here a couple months ago, and I mentioned the pilot agreement or host agreement between the solar company and the town. And there were some questions about when it was due and if they had paid yet. That would be my first question, if there's any news on have they been paying us what they said they would pay us.
Yes, it was paid in July.
Okay. And I sent an email the other day.
I saw it,
a couple of board members. And you know, part of my wondering about the payment was in that email I sent you. Would you guys like to summarize it, or should I?
Yeah, if you want to.
Okay.
Speak.
Yeah. So there's a $250,000 lien on the project. The company itself, ClearPath, changed hands from what I've read and what I sent you guys. Already. Yep, all kind of stuff that we had a feeling would happen. Originally, the project was a lease from a private landowner, Tom Cristiano. It was going to be a 30-year lease, but the day that ClearPath Solar got their building permit, the day or day after, they purchased the land outright from Cristiano's, so they're out of the picture. But basically, you know, I don't trust that they're going to uphold their end of anything. Oh, and I can't forget this. Has anybody driven by there lately? This would be to the planning board members sitting in front of me as well. And has anybody noticed anything different lately than maybe a year ago even?
The screening and...
Well, so the screening's falling down, yeah, but that's the least of it. The panels are designed to tilt and track the sun.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So they're supposed to do this all day long. Stays east in the morning and west in the afternoon. And they for the past year have been, you know, for the most part working, but they would, a lot of them get stuck and then they would write themselves the next go around. But for the past 3 weeks maybe, they're stuck all different directions, all different tilts. It's not a snow load thing. Something's way screwy with them. So all those things added up, it's like, I really would like to see what kind of contract we have with them. The town did a good job, the town board did a good job with a decommissioning fee. So my question is, like, there's a real possibility in the next, who knows how many years or months or whatever, that the thing's going to be deemed abandoned or what. I don't know what the contract looks like. I sure hope we have one. And I'd like to get that discussion going so that, you know, it's not like, well, what do we do when it happens? Like, so I guess my first question is, do we have a contract with
yes.
that states that sort of thing?
Okay. And we have a solar law that also provides a procedure.
It's in the solar law?
Yes.
There's definitions of abandonment and all that stuff?
Yes.
Okay. I guess I... The solar law that's published within the town, that one?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Does anybody have any updates? Does anybody know anything I don't know? I mean, anything?
No, I haven't heard anything from them. I can surely reach out to ClearPath if, you know, have them.
I mean, I think it's wise. There's something funny going on with them. There's something funny going on with them. So, and we're only a year into it.
Yeah.
And we got, who knows how many more to go. So I get to look at it daily. So, and I'm one of the few in here. So, you know, other people might have forgotten about it. I won't. So.
Okay.
Thank you,
Ryan.
Thank you.
Anyone else for late privilege? All right. Should we pay bills first and then go into executive session?
Yeah.
Is that fine? Okay. We'll go right into a motion to pay bills. In the motion, we pay general fund bills 26 through
68. I'll make
the motion. I
second. All in favor?
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried.
You get a motion to pay highway bills 17 through 41.
The motion.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried.
I need a motion to pay sewer bill number 2.
I'll make the motion.
And second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried.
And we're going to go into executive session. The town board, Karen, Sam, if you'd like to join, and Patty, if you could join as well.
Need a motion.
A motion to...
Go into executive session.
I need a motion to go into executive session.
I'll make the motion.
Second.
It's for litigation.
Okay.